Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman. I'm Rabbi Avram Goldhar, and today we're Maseches Pesachim Daf Kuf Zayin, the 10th parak, Arvei Pesachim. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, once when the Maimar was traveling, he was offered Shechar date beer to use for Havdalah because there was no wine available. He declined, and not wanting to eat before Havdalah, went to bed fasting. The next day, his hosts exerted themselves to find wine. He made Havdalah and ate. The next year, he returned to the same place and was again offered beer for Havdalah because there was no wine. He said, Ihochi chamer medinahu. If so, beer is the wine of the province. Avdil v'tam midi. He said Havdalah, and he tasted some food. The Rashbam explains that a Maimar meant that because wine was regularly unavailable there, beer was the local equivalent and therefore suitable for Havdalah. The Gemara discusses the suitability of several types of beer for Kiddush and Havdalah and brings some incidents about the ill effects that occurred after drinking some date beer. Point number two, the Gemara Daf Kuf Hei Amud Beis taught that anyone who recites a bracha over a kos shel bracha, such as Kiddush, Havdalah, Birchas, and Mazon, one must taste some of the wine. Here the Gemara cites a brisa that quotes a dispute about this. The Tanna Kamma says, Matem is yain koshu. For the tasting of the wine of a kosh shel bracha, any amount suffices. Rabbi Yossi bar Yehuda Omer Mali Lugmo. Rabbi Yossi bar Yehuda says, a cheekful must be consumed. The Gemara cites another brisa that supports the second view. And point number three, the Gemara seeks to clarify the mission which taught that one may not eat on Erev Pesach samocha mincha, close to mincha. Samocha mincha gadol tanan or dilma samocha mincha katana tanan. Does the Mishnah state close to mincha gadol or does the Mishnah state close to mincha katana? Rashbam explains that mincha gadol, literally the greater mincha, is 6.5 hours into the day, which, as we learn in Daf Nun Ches Amud Aleph, is the earliest time to bring the afternoon korban tamid. And mincha katana, literally the lesser mincha, begins 3.5 hours after midday, which is the latest time for the afternoon service of the tamid to be completed. The Gemara explains that this issue revolves around the reason for the prohibition against eating kos and mincha. Is it because meal and mincha gadol could be drawn out and cause a person to not bring the carbon pesach, which must be brought that afternoon? Or is it because a later meal of mincha katana could cause a person to eat the matzah that night in a manner of achila gasa, excessive consumption? Rashbam explains that achila gasa is not halachically considered eating. The Gemara proves from a brisa that samachu mincha katana tanan. The Mishnah states that one may not eat on Erev Pesach close to mincha katana. So once again, the 3 points are, number one, once when a Maimar was traveling, he was offered shechar, date beer to use for Havdalah because there was no wine available. He declined, and not wanting to eat before Havdalah, went to bed fasting. The next day, his hosts exerted themselves to find wine. He made Havdalah, and he ate. The next year, he returned to the same place and was again offered beer for Havdalah because there was no wine. He said, Ihochi chamer medinahu. If so, beer is the wine of the province. Avdil v'tam midi. He said Havdalah, and he tasted some food. The Rashbam explains that a Maimar meant that because wine was regularly unavailable there, beer was the local equivalent and therefore suitable for Havdalah. The Gemara cites the suitability of several types of beer for Kiddush and Havdalah and brings some incidents about the ill effects that occurred after drinking some date beer. Point number two, the Gemara in Daf Kuf Hei Amud Beis taught that anyone who recites a bracha over a kos shel bracha, such as Kiddush, Havdalah, or Birchas Hamazon, one must taste some of the wine. Here the Gemara says a brisa that quotes a dispute about this. The Tanna Kamma holds matem is yain koshu. For the tasting of the wine of a kosher bracha, any amount suffices. Rabbi Yossi bar Yehuda Omer Mali Lugma. Rabbi Yossi bar Yehuda says a cheekful must be consumed. The Gemara cites another brisa that supports the second view. And point number three, the Gemara seeks to clarify the mission which taught that one may not eat on Erev Pesach samocha mincha, kosa mincha. Does the Mishnah say kosa mincha gedola? Or does the Mishnah state kosa mincha katan? The Rashbam explains that mincha gedola, literally the greater mincha, is 6.5 hours into the day, which as we learn in Daf Nun Ches Amud Aleph, is the earliest time to bring the afternoon korban tamid. And mincha katana, literally the lesser mincha, begins 3.5 hours after midday, which is the latest time for the afternoon service of the tamid to be completed. So Gemara explains that this issue revolves around the reason for the prohibition against eating kos mincha. Is it because a meal at mincha gadoa could be drawn out and cause a person to not bring the carbon pesach, which must be brought that afternoon? Or is it because a later meal at mincha katana could cause the person to eat the matzah that night in a manner of achila gasa, excessive consumption? And Rashbam explains that achila gasa is not halachically considered eating. So Gemara proves from a brisa that samacha mincha katana tana. The Mishnah states that one may not eat on Erev Pesach close to mincha katana. All right, so now we go to our Simfer Daf Kuf Zayin, and this one was suggested to us by Baruch Halef from Baltimore and Kobe Melkin from Yerushalayim, who both suggested Kuf Zayin is couscous, the dish of small steamed balls of semolina that is usually served with a stew. So couscous is the sentence. Here it goes. The lavish couscous dish prepared for Mava Malka was not touched by the visiting rabbi who was given date beer for Havdalah and told to make sure he had a cheekful and who was now in such pain that he couldn't even dream of eating Erev Pesach close to Mincha Katana. Once again, in slow motion. The lavish couscous dish, that must be on Daf Kuf Zayin. The lavish couscous dish prepared for Malav Malka was not touched by the visiting rabbi who was given date beer for Havdalah, which reminds us of the incident of a Mamer traveling being given date beer for Havdalah, not wanting to make Havdalah in anything but wine, went to bed fasting. When it happened again the second year, he said, Ihachi chamer medinahu, if so, beer is the wine of the province. He said Havdalah and he tasted some food. Rashbam explains that a Mamer meant that because wine was regularly unavailable there, beer was the local equivalent and therefore suitable for Havdalah. And the Gemara discusses the suitability of several types of beer for Kiddush on Havdalah and brings some incidents about the ill effects that occurred after drinking some date beer. So the lavish couscous dish prepared for Malav Malka was not touched by the visiting rabbi who was given date beer for Havdalah and told to make sure he had a cheekful, which reminds us, as a Malchokas, how much wine must be tasted when making a bracha over a kos shel bracha, such as Kiddush, Havdalah, and Birkas Hamazon. The Tanakhama says a kolshu, and Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda says a cheekful, a mali lugma. Another brice is brought that supports the second opinion. So the lavish couscous dish prepared for Malav Malka was not touched by the visiting rabbi who was given date beer for Havdalah and told to make sure he had a cheekful, and who was now in such pain that he couldn't even dream of eating Erev Pesach close to Mincha Katana. Which reminds us, it was a question when the Mishnah said that one should not eat Erev Pesach Samuch Mincha, was that referring to Mincha Gadol or Mincha Katana? The Gemara explains that this issue revolves around the reason for the prohibition against eating close to Mincha. Is it because a meal and Mincha Gadol could be drawn out and cause a person to not bring the Karban Pesach, which must be brought that afternoon? Or is it because a later meal at Mincha Katana could cause a person to eat the matzah that night in a manner of achila gasa, excessive consumption? And the Rashbam explains that achila gasa is not halachically considered eating. The Gemara proves from a brisa that samach mincha katana tanan. The Mishnah states that one may not eat on Erev Pesach close to mincha katana. So once again, the lavish couscous dish prepared for Malav Malka was not touched by the visiting rabbi, who was given date beer for Havdalah and told to make sure he had a cheekful, and who was now in such pain that he couldn't even dream of eating Erev Pesach close to Mincha Katana. All right, so now it's time for our four blot back Chazara. Daf Kuf Gimel. So the symbol Kuf Gimel is Yerushalmi Kugel. So here goes. The award-winning Yaknehaz Yerushalmi Kugel. Yerushalmi Kugel. That must be on Daf Kuf Gimel. The award-winning Yaknehaz Yerushalmi Kugel, presented in honor of the departing king, which reminds us, the Rav says the order of the barachas when Motzi Shabbos is a Yantav, when Noshech Yanu is said, is Yain Kiddush Ner Havdalah. The Rashbam explains that Rav holds Kiddush Hayom Adifa Mahavdalah, that being Mekadosh a new holy day is inherently more significant than escorting a departing one with Havdalah. Alternatively, the one who first recites Havdalah makes it appear as if he's in a rush to rid himself of Shabbos. Shmuel says, Yain Ner Havdalah Kiddush. The Rashbam explains that Shmuel holds that Havdalah should precede Kiddush. He mentions the mashal the Gemara brings later on of Lamelk Shiyotze Vafarkavas Nichnas, to a departing king and arriving duke. First one escorts the king, which in our case is Shabbos, through Havdalah, and then greets the duke, which is Yantiv, through Kiddush. The Gemara cites several more opinions about the order in which these brachas should be said. Abai and Rava, as explained by the Rashbam, agree with Rav's opinion, but disagree where to insert Zman, the bracha of Shechiyanu, when it also is to be said. Abai says, Yain Kiddush Ner Zman Havdalah, and Rava says, Yaknehaz, Yain Kiddush Ner Havdalah and Zman. So the award-winning Yaknehaz Yerushalmi Kugel, presented in honor of the departing king, who made a bracha every time he drank a cup of wine, which reminds us, Amemer Marzut and Rabashi were once eating a meal together. Amemer said the bracha Borei Pri HaGafen each time he drank another cup of wine. Marzutra said the bracha once over the first cup he drank, and a second time over the cup he said Birkas HaMazon over, and Ravashi only said the bracha over the first cup he drank. Amemar explained that each time he drank a cup, he decided it would be his last, but then changed his mind. Marzutra explained that he held like the Talmidim of Rav, who maintained that merely declaring one's intention to say Birkas HaMazon makes it forbidden to drink before saying a new bracha Rishona. Ravashi explained that he disagreed with the Talmidim of Rav. So the award-winning Yaknehaz Yerushalmi Kugel, presented in honor of the departing king, who made a bracha every time he drank a cup of wine, had seven distinctions in its shape and flavor. Which reminds us, when Rav began reciting Havdalah, he said, Hamavdil ben Kodesh Lecho ben Oro Choshech ben Yisrael Amim ben Yom Hashvi Loshezim Ha'amasa. When Rav Yaakov Bar Adav heard him, he asked him why he said all of them, when Rav Yudah said the name of Rav, that Rav Yudah Hanasi would only say, Hamavdil ben Kodesh Lecho. Rav explained that he holds Eik Rebbe Gazer in the name of Rav Hoshea, who said that the lowest number of separations that one may mention of Havdalah is 3, and the highest number is 7. When Rav Yaakov Bar Abba counted that Rav said neither 3 or 7, Rav answered that the fourth separation of Ben Yom HaShvi L'Shesim HaYamaseh does not count towards its total because it's me'ein ha'chasima. It's similar to the bracha's conclusion. Daf kuf dalet. So the simmer daf kuf dalet is code. Code. So here goes. The Kohen who discovered the secret code. Code. That must be more on daf kuf dalet. The Kohen who discovered the secret code that was hidden in the last clause of Avdallah before the bracha, which reminds us, Rav Yehuda said in the name of Shmuel, Hamavdil Tzarishi Yomer Me'in Chasima, Sama Chasima. So one recites, Avdallah must recite in the body of the bracha near its conclusion, a clause similar to the bracha's conclusion, but the people of Pumandisa say, Me'in Pesicha San, Sama Chasima San. He must recite near its conclusion, a clause similar to the bracha's opening words. The Gemara asks what the nafkamina is between the two, and answers it's the case of Yantav that falls after Shabbos, where the Chasima, the bracha is, being Kodesh with Kodesh. According to the one who holds Me'ein Pesicha San, nothing particular needs to be added. Whereas according to the one who holds Me'ein Chasima San, one is required to say the additional words of Ben Kedusha Shabbos and Kedusha Yantav Hivdalta. Between the Kedusha of Shabbos and the Kedusha of Yantav, you have separated. So the Kohen who discovered the secret code that was hidden in the last clause of Havdalah before the Bracha realized it was a message for him to separate from his friend Levi. Which reminds us, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi said, that one who recites Havdalah must state separations that are similar to the separations mentioned in the Torah itself. But the Gemara challenges this based on a price that teaches that with Havdalah, one says, HaMavdil ben Kodesh L'Chol ben Or L'Choshech ben Yisrael Amim ben Yom HaShvii L'Sheshes Yimei HaMasa ben Tamei L'Tahor ben Yom HaChol Rabba between the sea and the land ben Mayim Elyonim v'Mayim HaTachtonim ben Kohanim Levim Yisraelim. Now, if Havdalah can only include separations that were mentioned in the Torah, we don't find Havdalah mentioned in reference to the between the sea and the land. So the Gemara answer is that that clause was an error, and in order to have the requisite seven separations, the clause of Kohanim, Levim, and Yisraelim is a combination of two things. It refers to a separation between Levim and Yisraelim, as it's written, Be'isahi, Hivdo Hashem, as Shevet HaLevi. At that time, Hashem separated Shevet HaLevi, and it also refers to a further separation between Kohanim and Levim, as it's written, B'nei Amram, Aaron, Moshe, Yibado, Aaron, Lakdisho, Kodesh Kadashim. The sons of Amram, Aaron and Moshe, and Aaron were separated to sanctify him as a Holy of Holies, he and his children. So the Kohen who discovered the secret code that was hidden in the last clause of Havdalah before the Bracha realized it was a message for him to separate from his friend Levi and to only say Brachas that day where the word Baruch is not recited both at the beginning and at the end. Which reminds us, a Brisa teaches that a Bracha must generally contain the word Baruch once at the beginning and again at the end. Exceptions to this rule are Birchas of Mitzvahs, Birchas of Peros, a bracha smucho chaverta, a bracha that immediately follows another one which does not begin with Baruch. The Rashbam gives the brachas of Shmona Esrei as an example and indicates that such groups of brachas are considered like one bracha. And the bracha chronish be kriyishma, and the bracha that follows kriyishma, which does not begin with Baruch. Rashbam explains that this bracha is considered to immediately follow the bracha that preceded kriyishma, because one may not interrupt between kriyishma and the bracha that follows it. Daf kuf hei. So the simmer daf kuf hei is a Russian hacker. So here goes. The Russian hacker, that must be more in Duff, Kufhe. The Russian hacker who created a Shabbos robot that automatically interrupted his meals when the time for Kiddush came Friday night, which reminds of Rav Hananya Bar Shalemya and the Talmidim of Rav, were eating a meal on Erev Shabbos and Rav Hamnuna was serving them. They asked him to check if Shabbos had begun because if it had, they would remove the table and return it specifically for Shabbos to distinguish the Shabbos meal from the weekday one. He told them, based on a statement of Rav, there's no need to do that because Shabbat HaKava Navsha. Shabbos establishes itself. The Rashbam explains that the remainder of the meal would be distinct from its beginning, even if the table was left in place, because one interrupts his meal to say Kiddush as soon as Shabbos begins, due to the prohibition against eating before Kiddush. Rav Amram adds in the name of Rav, L'Kiddush Kovas, V'lo L'Havdal Kovas. The advent of Shabbos establishes itself with respect to Kiddush, but the departure of Shabbos does not establish itself for Havdalah, meaning one must interrupt the meal to say Kiddush at the beginning of Shabbos, but one need not interrupt to say Havdalah at the end of Shabbos, even though it may not begin eating before Havdalah. So the Russian hacker who created a Shabbos robot that automatically interrupted his meals when the time came for Kiddush Friday night and featured a day reminder for when he forgot to make Kiddush at night, which reminds us, Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak told Ravina that the sons of Rabbi Chiya said, one who did not say Havdalah on Motzi Shabbos may say Havdalah through the following week. And we may infer from this that, similarly, someone who did not say Kiddush on Friday night may say Kiddush throughout the following day. Ravina challenged this based on a brace that says, Shabbos v'yontav ein behem kedusha alkos, v'yesh behem hasgara, b'virchas amazon. Shabbos and yontav days, in contrast to Shabbos and yontav nights, do not feature kiddush on a cup, but do feature mention of the specialness of the day in birchas amazon. The Rashbam explains that the kiddush mentioned here refers to the bracha that proclaims the kedusha of the day. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak answered, as explained by the Rashbam, that the Braisa is not discussing someone who failed to say Kiddush at night, as the Chachamim required. So the Russian hacker who created a Shabbos robot that automatically interrupted his meals when the time for Kiddush came Friday night and featured a day reminder for when he forgot to make Kiddush at night was known for his very late child shoots because Shabbos was no burden for him. Which reminds us, Ravina then challenged Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak based on another Braisa, which says, Kavod Yom v'Kavod Leil Kavod Yom Kodem. If one has limited food with which to honor Shabbos, and he must choose between the honor of Shabbos day and the honor of Shabbos night, the honor of the day comes first. V'im einlo el kos echad, omer alav kiddush hayom. But if he only has one cup of wine, he should say kiddush on Friday night, which proclaims the sanctity of the day. Now, if kiddush may be said during the day, why should he not leave the cup until the next day and use it then for kiddush and to honor the day? Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak answers that Kiddush is said at night and not delayed because B'shaita Chaviva Mitzvah, a mitzvah is precious in its time. He went on to explain that unlike Kiddush, Havdalah is delayed if there's some benefit to doing so because with respect to bringing the day of Shabbos, the earlier we do it, the better, and we thus demonstrate our Chavivas for it. But with respect to escorting the day out, we delay it so it will not appear to be a burden for us. Daf Kuf Vav. So the Simmer Daf Kuf Vav is a tightrope walker walking on a fine line. So here goes. The tightrope walker, whose act featured making Kiddush Rabbah on the high wire and then staying there until Tuesday afternoon to make Havdalah, got booed by the crowd when he messed up one time and tasted the food before making Kiddush. Once again in slow motion. The tightrope walker, that must be on Duff, Kuf Vav, Kuv, line. The tightrope walker, whose act featured making Kiddush Rabbah on the high wire, which reminds us of the story of Rav Ashi visiting Machoz and trying to figure out what to do when they told him Shabbos day to make Kiddush Rabbah. He ended up dragging out the Bori Pir Gafen to see if anybody would be impatient and drink, and indeed, an elderly man started. Rav Ashi applied to himself the pasuk, Achacham Eina Barosho, the wise man has his eyes in his head, meaning he has foresight. The Rashbam explains that they called it the great Kiddush, Kiddush Rabbah, because it's the bracha which is recited whenever Kiddush is recited. So the tightrope walker, whose act featured making Kiddush Rabbah on the high wire, and then staying there until Tuesday afternoon to make Havdalah, which reminds us the sons of Rabbi Chiya say, Mishu lohiv de la motzi Shabbos, mavdi b'holach kol Shabbos kulo. One who did not say Havdalah motzi Shabbos may say Havdalah throughout the following week. Rabbi Zerah explained, ad revi b'Shabbos, until the fourth day, meaning up to and not including Tuesday night. So this ruling is similar to a ruling with respect to a get. The first three weekdays are called after Shabbos, and the last three weekdays are called before Shabbos. Rashbam explains that this would be relevant for someone who gives a get and stipulates that he is given 200 zuz after or before Shabbos. If he said after Shabbos, the get would only be valid if she gives him the money prior to Tuesday night. So the tightrope walker, whose act featured making Kiddush Rabbah on the high wire and then staying there until Tuesday afternoon to make Havdalah, got booed by the crowd when he messed up one time and tasted the food before making Kiddush. Which reminds the Malchokas of one taste of food before making Kiddush or Havdalah. Rav Huna says, in the name of Rav, Tam Einam Makadosh. After one tasted food, he may not say Kiddush. Rashbam explains that he should not say Kiddush on Friday night, but he should say it the next day before the meal. This would seem to be a penalty imposed by the Rabban for eating prior to Kiddush. Rav says the final halacha is that one does say Kiddush and Havdalah. All right, now it's time to conclude their pop quiz of 10 questions, plus 3 bonus questions from Maseches Brachos, Shabbos, and Erevin. Number 1. Which have you learned that when Mishnah forbids eating close to Mincha Erev Pesach, is referring to Mincha Katana so that one does not come to eat the matzah as in Achilas Gasa? That's on Daf. Kuv Zayin. Good. Number 2. Which Daf did we learn there are 4 exceptions to the general rule that brachas must contain Baruch at the beginning and at the end? That's on Daf. Kuv Dalet. Good. Number 3. Which Daf did we learn that Rabbah holds that if one tasted food prior to making Kiddush Friday night, they should not say it, but they should say it Shabbos day. That's on Daf. Kuf Vav. Good. Number 4. Which of the one that 2 of the 7 Havdalahs mentioned in the Torah that are part of Havdalah is a Havdalah between Levim and Yisraelim and between Levim and Kohanim? That's on Daf. Kuf Dalet. Good. Number 5. Which daf do we have in Machlokas Tana Kam Rabbi Yudah whether a kosher bracha requires that one just taste a kosher or one needs to drink a malilugma, a cheekful? That's on Daf. Kuv Zayin. Good. Number 6. Which daf do we learn that if one only had one cup of wine, he says Kiddush at night because Chaviv Mitzvah Shaita, whereas we delay Havdalah so Shabbos does not appear like a burden? That's on Daf. Kuf Hei. Good. Number 7. Which daf do we learn that Rav said that he holds Eliezer, who said in the Roshia that the lower number of separations in Havdalah is 3 and the highest number is 7? That's on Daf. Kuf Gimel. Good. Number 8. Which of the one that a Maimar determined that Shechar Deipir was the Chamer Medina of the place he visited, since wine wasn't regularly available? That's on Daf. Kuvzayin, good, number 9. Which of the one that one has until Tuesday night to make Havdalah? That's on Daf. Kuvav, good, number 10. Which Daf Filip Malchogos, where Rav says the brachas of Kiddush precede Havdalah on Motzi Shabbos is a Yantav, where Shmuel says saying Havdalah comes before Kiddush? That's on Daf. Kuf Gimel, good. Now the 3 bonus questions. Number 1. Which Daf Filip Malchogos regarding how to move a corpse out of the sun? That's on Daf. Mem Gimel and Shabbos. Good, number 2. Which daf do we discuss what to do if a lechi is 4 amos wide? That's on Daf. Hey, Nerevan. Good, number 3. Which daf do we have machlokes regarding when a meal is considered over? That's on Daf. Mem Beis and Brachas. Excellent. All right, that concludes the pop quiz. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldham Zichur wishing you a great day and great learning.